we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. If you are listening to this show in Georgia, y'all need to get your folks out to the polls and vote some Herschel Walker in. I'm just saying. That's going to be so important. Very key. Hey, listen, I tell you what. To me, I said it a minute ago, but one of the highlights of yesterday, this is number one of the Triple Dipper. Now what? That's what I'm calling it. Now what? What happened? Now what? Well, we'll talk about now what. But to me, one of the highlights of the night was watching Florida, watching Ron DeSantis do his victory speech. I got a clip from that. If you did not hear him give his speech, he gave the speech that all of us want to have in an elected leader. Like, you know, okay, Kay Ivey won. Wow. The high stepper. I'm glad. I'm glad we have a Republican in the governorship. I'm glad. But we don't have any leadership in there right now. I'm watching Ron DeSantis from afar, and I feel like I'm having some kind of a man crush here. But what I'm saying is this. What we saw in him the last few years was leadership. What we saw in him was don't back down. What we saw in him was take care of your people. And what we saw in him last night was basically the guy who was willing to get up there and say it was not all for elections. It's real. You got that clip, Boomer? You good to go on that? I'll tell you what. Was it like 40 seconds? How's long did it take? There's a piece of this, and just in case at the very end, because the crowd starts roaring, you can't hear what he says, I'm going to repeat it when he gets done. Go ahead and play it.
Today, after 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay. Thanks to the overwhelming support of the people of Florida, we not only won election, we have rewritten the political map. We reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
Almighty. I just want to, I want to replay that every 30 minutes, Boomer. Just what a great line. Florida is where woke goes to die. I got news. I want Alabama to be the place where woke goes to die. I want Georgia, Mississippi, I want the whole Southeast to step up and say, this is where woke goes to die. I want it to sweep across the nation so that when they start putting drag queen story hours in our libraries, they realize ain't nobody going to come. I literally want to get back to the point that the things that we have been talking about on this show are not just talked about on this show. They're part of how our governance does things. That's what they're doing down in Florida. And we're right next door, y'all. Right next door. It's not like, sometimes you hear things, oh, California, oh, Washington State. Murkowski's from where, Alaska? No, this is our neighbor. How many of us go to the beach in Florida? I mean, this is right down the road. And the governor of that state literally fought back against the biggest names in his own state, Disney, major corporations, told him to pound sand. He wasn't going to do it. He didn't get elected for that. And then he ran on what he had been doing for 2 years. And yeah, guess what? It is an amazing thing to watch what happens when people actually govern the way they say they are. People respond to it. And in certain counties that have never voted Republican, they swept it. When he said they redid the political landscape is now redone in Florida. Loving that. I know I got some callers on the line, so as soon as Boomer gets a chance to finish up with that one, we'll grab those. But folks, I'm just gonna say, I'm frustrated with some place like Fetterman. Good Lord, I'm with you. I'm with all of y'all. I'm like, okay, Philadelphia. I mean Pennsylvania. I'm embarrassed for you. But nonetheless. Nonetheless, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Hey, Boomer, let me grab line one. Is that Leanne from Huntsville? Yeah, line one, Leanne from Huntsville. How you doing?
Great, Phil. I hope you are doing well today, too.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I wanted to expand on why we've got another foothold. Is the Democrats seem to wander the earth delusional, thinking that the Latinos are going to identify with them. That, I don't think, is the case. I think we've seen in Florida that we've got a mixed race of many, many ethnics of people there that are cohesively following in our Republican conservative footsteps. They seem to think that the colored vote is for them. That I do not think is true. Going forward, we will see all those people trending to follow the Constitution.
I completely agree, Leanne. I think this election, more than any, saw some people begin to break away from the norms and the expectations and begin to vote their hearts and their desires.
Well, and two, it shows DeSantis is a model for any squishy rhino people. Don't get in the game. We're going to stick to the conservative pattern of America, and that's what we want. So it might help in the future.
Yeah, and you know, if you're gonna say you're a conservative, go be it, like he did. If you're gonna say you're a moderate, like a Romney or a Murkowski, I mean, at the very least, they say they are. They announce they're centrists, but it's amazing how many people pose as conservatives and govern as moderates.
That's the problem. That is not going to work for them in the long game. Again, Florida doing what it did last night is just a prime example of how we will come solid soon. In 2 years, I hope more people will see that the Constitution is not just a weakened document. It stands firm today.
I totally agree. Thank you so much, Leanne. Appreciate you, as always. Let me grab line two while I got a chance there, Boomer. Robert from Athens. Robert, how you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to talk about what I learned from the election yesterday. And lesson number one is that Trump should not be our candidate in 2024.
Mm, okay.
The Democratic tactic of tying Trump-endorsed candidates to Trump worked on the moderates and independents. Whether we like it or not, the moderates and independents think mean tweets is important. You and I don't.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
Right. And so I want DeSantis. I like Trump. I think he was a good executive, but DeSantis is the viable candidate, not Trump.
I think you're accurate in that. I mean, yesterday we saw a number of Trump endorsed candidates that did not prevail, and those who didn't have the big margins they thought they would. And yet Trump's out there sort of poking the bear, if you will, at DeSantis days beforehand. And yet DeSantis sweeps that state like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I got time, I'd also like to say that you had a really good point in that there was no contract for America from the Republicans.
Yeah.
The Republicans dropped the ball by not telling us what they were going to do.
Yep. It's leadership, man. Get out there, lay the plan, and then get people to march with the plan. But right now, you just didn't really see a plan, did you?
Right. Not a word. Yeah.
Hey, Robert, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you. That's too. I mean, Boomer, do we have a good audience or what, man? I'm just telling you.
Great audience.
I love these folks. And Tracy from Athens says, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who's angry, because again, I had said I was ticked. But he says, thanks for the pep talk. Been kicking rocks all day. That's right. Come on now. Rock up. Rock up. Tracy from Athens, don't do it. Raven from Russellville says, in response to what I'd said, it's okay to get out or to give out and rest for a bit, but never, ever give up in the very real fight for freedom and liberty. And I said, that's right, tactical pause and then ruck up and move out. And he said, ever vigilant. We have a number of people that are texting. Daniel from Tullahoma just texted, said Trump's candidates are something like 216-10, if my memory is correct, in the midterms. They came out, overall, yes, but some of the ones that were high profile have struggled, And it's because the Democrats see Trump as the ability, they see the ability to diminish Trump, and they don't run the issues. When Trump is involved, the issues don't become the issues, they become Trump. And so at that point, you're competing with the Trump name. And that's something we got to watch out for. I'm not saying I'm done with him. I loved his policies. I thought it was great. But he's become the boogeyman to the left and too often for the centrists. So there's that. Line one, Susan from Elkmont. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just thinking about those counties in Florida that didn't normally vote Republican, but yeah. This time they did.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because that comment from Trump calling DeSantis de sanctimonious made them think that Trump didn't like him. So, yes, I'm going to vote for him because Trump doesn't like him.
Well, that's interesting. I hope that's not the case because, you know, we saw in Georgia that Brian Kemp, who has been at odds with Trump, won the Georgia governorship easily, and yet there were vote splitters who didn't carry their vote over to vote for Herschel Walker. So it was not a straight ticket. I'm hoping that's not the case. But I think we have to examine it. I mean, I don't know what we're gonna find out here. They'll do some polling at some point. But, Susan, I don't think you're wrong.
I'm not saying that I don't think Trump did that on purpose. But I'm thinking some people took it as, well, if he's not for DeSantis and I'm kind of lukewarm about either one, then I'm going to fold that way because I really hate Trump.
Maybe. That'd be interesting to find out if there was that big of a swing for that. I don't know. But you know what? I think we need to poll that and find out. But I also believe, though, that a big chunk of it was just voting for DeSantis as opposed to voting against Trump. I think it was really a vote for DeSantis' style of leadership and what he's been accomplishing. Hey, got to go to a break, Susan. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and keep this going. Number one of the Triple Dipper. Boomer, it might be a one-dipper day.
It may be.
Brother, it might be a one-dipper. Because we're here for you, folks. You want to do some group therapy? Just call in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text or call. We're here for you. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, got a bunch of texts here. I'll jump into them real quick. John from Huntsville says, Tom Brady ought to run for president on the Republican ticket. I believe he would win because he's one of the biggest cheaters of all time. I'm not sure how to take that, but okay. John also, by the way, is feeling – John's in a mood. John's in a mood today, John from Huntsville. He says, Phil, how often do you complete all three dippers? And I said, depends on the news cycle there, Brother John. So anyway, JT from Lacey Springs has texted in, said, Bear Bryant, you say you don't have to win all the battles, just the war. Hopefully in the next few days or weeks we have a war victory. A war victory, he said. Not a war, a victory. What else have I got? Brian from Huntsville texted in, said, not mad about the results. Stacey Abrams denied with Pelosi. That and got to listen in on men's Bible study this afternoon at Just Love Coffee. That's cool. Love that. So that cheered me up. I love that. John from Athens. See what I got here. John from Athens says, I like DeSantis as well. Be careful. They love Trump till he won. They will destroy DeSantis. They're going to try to. I guarantee you they're going to try to. This social agenda is bigger than a quick battle with Disney. Florida was that red due to all the conservatives who moved south. That could be part of it. I think that's true. DeSantis will not last a year, even if he got elected. I don't think he will. I disagree with that, John. I think he'll stay in office. I think he'll finish his term. The question is, what does he do after that term? Or for that matter, what does he do in 2 years? So there's that. I guess that's it. All right, I got several more I didn't get to. Hey, by the way, I gotta tell y'all a cool story. I'm gonna jump aside. I'm gonna leave politics aside for just a minute. Boomer. So you remember? Was it when did we have Val and Tommy on from that ministry, Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Was that last
It was a week before last,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, a week before last. It was a Friday.
It was for my daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Everything,
oh, Thursday. It
everything
was Thursday
in life right now revolves
that.
Around the before and after of my daughter's wedding.
Correct.
Yes. Sort of like you measure time, BC and AD. We now call it BW and AW, before wedding and after wedding. Anyway, so we had Just Love Coffee. Not Just Love Coffee. We had Sleep in Heavenly Peace here in the studio. And this incredible ministry, what you got, bud?
27th.
The 27th? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this incredible ministry, they make beds. And you look at it and go, what? And they told the stories of making beds for kids who don't have a place to sleep, who literally sleep on the floors. They talked about one kid who slept in a storage closet on an old treadmill. And it becomes life-changing. Well, this couple has pivoted and given so much of themselves to this ministry. And while they were on the air with us, talking for the better part of an hour, just wearing me out. I mean, I was like an emotional wreck when they got done. Big Ranger man sitting in here like boo-hooing. But anyway, when they got through telling the story, they also mentioned that that was on a Thursday. And the following Saturday at Lowe's in South Huntsville, they were going to have a bed-building event. And anybody who wanted to come out could. And I know that at least one of our listeners, I think it was Brian, said he went. But I heard a cool story. So here's the deal. I got to tell you all this. This is why I do what I do. This is why Charlene and I, in this part of our life, decided to pivot everything we're doing and come on the air and spend time with y'all every day after hours of prep, getting ready for it, and just pivot all of our energy towards this because of what happened that day. So they came on the show, and then my daughter is at a conference. She works in Huntsville, and she's at a conference right now. And at the conference, she was sitting with another couple who's involved in the organization she's a part of and on the conference with. And they're getting to know each other. And there are a couple that's older than her. And at some point in there, the wife of the couple said something about sleep and heavenly peace. And my daughter went, oh, are y'all involved with that? And they said, oh, we helped start the Huntsville chapter. Well, my dad just had the Gadsden folks on his radio show. And she said they freaked out. And they went, wait, who's your dad? And she said, Phil Williams. And they went, listen, you got to tell your dad. He has no idea what that did. His audience, just like there were people that drove in from Gunnersville, they said, to make beds. People who had never been involved before brought their kids. And they said one guy walked up and gave them an envelope with $1,000 in it for the ministry. And another one came up and gave them $400. They said, we've never seen this before in the years we've been doing this. And it just blew them away. And they said that 1 hour that Phil had them on the show has done more for this ministry than he can imagine. And I heard that, and I said, well, that's why I do what I do. This show is about way more than politics, y'all. This show is about life. This show is about what matters. And that was just like one of those cool. So anyway, my daughter is like yelling in the phone telling me this story. And Charlene's got it on speaker. She goes, put it on speaker. I got to tell Dad. Anyway, she's telling us, and it was just awesome. So thanks to all of y'all. And by the way, politics sucks. Politics is necessary. But you know what? It's politics. And it matters. Oh, it matters. Oh, it matters big. It matters who governs. And governance, well, the Bible talks about governance, so governance is going to be there. The governance has a place. You want the right people in it. But I, for one, don't like who's in certain offices right now. But I, for one, am just going to keep working, man. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Boomer, you went to vote here in Alabama for the first time in a while. Was that the first time ever?
First time since...
Well, since early years.
Yeah, early years, yeah. Before I left for college.
Okay. So Tennessee was unremarkable, really. And I guess technically Alabama in the big picture was unremarkable.
Mm-hmm.
But you voted in Nashville for what, X number of years? 18
right.
years?
18, 19 years,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So end result is Tennessee and Alabama were kind of like mainstays.
Yeah.
People didn't have to wonder what was going to happen. They just knew. But I'm ready to be one of the states that people go, dang.
Whoa,
did you see what just happened? We did that in 2010. We did it in 2010. I'm ready for the next wave.
Yes.
Bring it. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, unbelievably headed to hour number two. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. We got local, state, national, man. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number two already, 3.06 p.m. Hey, Boomer, you got that other sound clip, the one we have of Steve Moore, I believe it is. Grab that and let me know when you got it. But that election. All right, let's talk about this. What did happen? Well, for instance, National Review has an article that was pretty solid. It came out last night, so some of it's not quite ready. The red wave, it says, that many Republicans have been anticipating on Election Day failed to materialize. As early as Wednesday, it was still unclear which party would control the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. So right now, we are at 48 Democrat seats to 49, with only three remaining in the Senate. We have to pick up two to get a majority because, you know, they have Kamala Harris for 2 years. All right, there's that. In the House, Democrats have 187 seats. They picked up four. We have 100. Republicans have 204, and we picked up 12 that we hadn't had before. You need 218 in the House to have a majority, and I believe there are still 51. There are 53, I think, 52 seats still in play. So Democrats are likely going to lose the House. I think we're looking at, we only have to pick up 14 House seats. It's funny, I look at one thing. I'm looking at Fox right now, is up in the numbers. Fox is claiming that we now have 206 Republican seats in the House. CNN's on TV right now claiming we have 204. Okay. Which one do you trust? The article from National Review goes on to say, though, the GOP wins in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio cruised to easy victories, seemed to signal the beginning of a strong night for Republicans. The GOP also flipped at least three House seats in Florida. Flipped them. I mean, listen, the state-level races, the state legislative races, the counties in Florida that had never voted Democrat or never voted Republican before, amazing. Florida had happened to them this past night what we had in Alabama in 2010. It says, but Republican optimism for a wave or a tsunami election quickly faded as mixed results started trickling in from around the country. Republicans then appeared to be on their heels all night. Several prominent candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump lost badly. Republicans were able to flip seats in New Jersey, Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee, aside from the ones I told you about in Florida. In New York's 17th Congressional District, Republican Mike Lawler holds a narrow lead over Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. That would be a flip. But in Rhode Island, the Democrat defeated the Republican who thought had an early lead in the race. In the race for the Senate, J.D. Vance, of course endorsed by Trump, he won against Democrat Tim Ryan, the incumbent. So that was a flip in the U.S. Senate. That was a big deal. But in New Hampshire, we had hoped to take out Maggie Hassan, the incumbent Democrat, with a retired Special Forces General, Don Bolduc. Didn't happen. Hassan got 54% of the vote. So, you know, that's a significant spread. That's an 8-point spread. In Pennsylvania. I mean, this one irks me, to be honest with you. I look at it and go, why? Now, first of all, I think there was some anti-Trump vote. I think there was also just the sense that Oz was, you know, not solid. He didn't really engage with the Republic. But then Fetterman, though, I mean, I look at it and go, my gosh, I could have run my neighbor's house cat against a Fetterman in Alabama and won. Anyway, and then in Georgia, too close to call, man. So right now, literally, Warnock and Walker are less than a point apart. But the fact that we had a Libertarian in that race split some of the vote off, and it looks like they are now declaring that it will wind up being a runoff. That's going to be an expensive, nasty, boisterous runoff election, which I think does not happen until December. But it's going to be decisive. I mean, we're looking at, we could wind up seeing the Georgia runoff being the deciding issue as to whether or not Republicans gain control of the Senate. All right, there's that. I got a caller on the line. Is that Wolverine Dan? Line one, Wolverine Dan. What's shaking, man?
Well, there's a lot of shaking going on. I shook up this morning. I went to bed early, dude. I did it a couple of years ago. I spent the whole night watching, and I got nowhere near an answer. And I figured, well, I'll go to sleep and catch it in the morning. And we still ain't got an answer. You know, that's one thing needs to be addressed. We all need to be on the same page when it comes to voting.
Agree.
The Democrats circle the wagon. You got to give them credit. They know how to circle their candidate, defend what they say or defend or do anything for them. When it comes to voting, the mail-in ballots, we need to kind of get up to speed with that Republican Party. There's a lot of finger-pointing here and there. You got some Democrats that'll fall on the sword because they just don't like President Trump, okay? And they know they're going to be paying more for gas, groceries. Your investments are lousy, 8% inflation. They know that. They're still going to fall on the sword. You can't beat a voter like that. They're irrational, okay? To me, I think rational thinking is what's best for your family and what's best for the country. You could vote for both of those things. But I'll tell you, Phil, when you got people that'll fall on the sword like that, it's hard to beat them.
Well, it is, and we have them on our side, too. I mean, I've always said, too, I don't mind the true believers. I just hate the hypocrites. I mean, I can't stand it when someone says, well, I'm a true conservative, and they govern like a centrist. You know, go be what you said you were. Go ahead.
We're going to have dreadlock here for quite a while, even though if we get control, it's a very small a margin of control. And then it gets to the White House, and he's going to veto the bill, okay, or whatever it is.
Sure.
And it's going to be we're not getting any, my God, if you can't move forward on any issue, you're doomed. I mean, we're doomed to fail.
But Dan, I'll be honest with you. I would take a little bit of control and stopping some of the madness over having none of the control and the January 6th commission gets to continue and the investigations, you know, get to continue and the outright, you know, belligerence about passing insurrection related bills or infrastructure related bills or whatever. That's got to stop.
I think you're 100% correct. I feel that way. What really gets me upset is that when you got that voter that falls on the sword and they know what they're going to have to pay out of pocket and it hurts their pocketbook and their family, but they're taking me down with them. I don't want to go there. So, you know, stop this crap. You know, people like, you know, almost like I feel like we should just find a piece of a large property somewhere and just say, if you don't like it here, move over there. Yeah. Don't you agree?
You want to ship them out, huh? You want to find an island nation somewhere.
Hey, guess what? I'll throw in a couple Happy Meals, you know, and a My Pillow, and you're good to go.
Hey, how about you? How about your home folks back there in Michigan? Gretchen Whitmer got reelected again, man.
I called my friend in Michigan, which gets hammered in Texas, and he said to me, not only Gretchen Wilson got it back in it, and she didn't answer some of these important questions. Remember, she had a ear malfunction with their microphone or something.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that was kind of convenient. But then the other thing is one of the bills for the abortion went through, but there was a bill tacked onto that, which most bills have a lot of pork on it. And this pork was they're funding these young kids in their teens and helping them take drugs or whatever to change their sex, for crying out loud. They're not even adults.
It boggles the mind, man. It's,
can you believe that? Can you believe that?
I look at it, and to me, that's worse than the fiscal irresponsibility we're seeing. I mean, it boggles my mind.
Well, it does boggle my mind, but you know what? I still have a heart for my fellow man. I still believe in the God in my country. And anytime I can help somebody that needs help, I'm going to help, okay? Just because, quote-unquote, I'm conservative, which I am, doesn't mean I'm a curmudgeon or I'm a guy that hates the world. I don't. No, I love where I'm at, and I love my family, and I love my fellow man. You know, not all Republicans are nasty human beings. You know, it works on both sides, fella, and you know as well as I do that I'll fall on the sword when it comes to God and my country, but I sure as hell ain't going to fall on the sword on 8% inflation, gas prices, and my all my investments go in the crapper. Every time I flush my toilet, I think like my home, it sounds like I'm flushing my money down the toilet.
All right, Dan, we got to go, man. Take heart, brother. We're going to get there. We're gonna keep marching. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We will do that right now. We'll come right back and keep marching forward, folks. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Oh, yes, I am. Now what? I got several things here I want to point out to you, that some of which are kind of fun. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Remember, you got somebody on the line for me? All right, line two, Ken from Athens. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was just, I'm actually from Huntsville. I'm just driving through Athens, actually. But I just wanted to thank you and your radio station. I was one of the attendees at Sleeping Heavenly Peace.
Oh.
For the, you know, the Huntsville chapter.
Yeah.
And I brought my son there. I just thought it was, you know, kind of not a coincidence that I heard you on the radio talking about the fact that, you know, he had donations and a man that brought his son, and that was me.
Oh, wow. So, how about that?
But there's a little story on this, and I'll make it quick, is that... you know, I wanted to do something, you know, rewarding with my son. And I prayed about it that morning. And there you were on the radio that afternoon with your guest, and it just all clicked in.
Wow.
So I'd like to thank you for that.
Oh, well, man, I tell you what, I may have talked, but you did. So thank you for what you did. And I really appreciate letting us know. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyway, it wasn't really about me or you. It was about, you know, the Most High and how He makes things work for everyone, and it's a blessing for everyone, you know?
Absolutely, man. Thank you. Ken, thank you so much for the call. That'll keep me fueled up for a while. I appreciate you. All right, what a great call. Yeah, I mean, okay, let me just sit here and ponder that for a minute. I love that, man. That's why we do what we do, Boomer. Hey, listen, back to politics. I hate it, but I got to go back to politics. So I'm going to finish this up, all right? Now what? What are we looking at here? What just happened? Well, it was a weird election, first of all. Even the experts are saying, yeah, that... In fact, Boomer, you got that sound clip for, is it Steve Moore? Yeah, Steve Moore from FreedomWorks. Listen to what he had to say in an interview just, you know, this morning, I believe it was. Go ahead.
And FreedomWorks economist Steve Moore, who's going to get some more on the economy, because the economy, almost every poll, Steve, was the number one issue. And everybody thought, because the economy is the number one issue, well, man, oh, man, are the Democrats going to get shellacked in this election? Didn't happen. What's your assessment?
Well, I very seldom admit that I was wrong, Trace, but I was in that camp that I thought the Democrats would take a shellacking for what they've done to our country with the $4 trillion increase in government spending and the runaway debt and the runaway inflation. But, you know, I've been in this game a long time, 35 years or so. This may be the strangest election I've ever seen in this sense. That, you know, we know that people are angry. They're angry about inflation. They're angry about the out-of-control border. They're angry about, you know, crime and other issues. And yet, I don't think there was a single incumbent in either party. I may be wrong about this. There might have been one or two exceptions. Not one incumbent governor or senator lost, wow. which means the voter said, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Stop it there. That is weird. And I look at it and go, I think he's right. I mean, he's been neck deep in politics longer than I have. But I've been a student of the politics for a while. This one takes the cake, man. I mean, defies all predictions. Makes you wonder why pollsters have jobs. But I'll be honest, it surprised me. And I got to thinking, okay, have I been living in a bubble? Am I just seeing things through my lens? I don't think so. I think that truly the economy matters. But in the end, some folks were afraid to get rid of their people because, you know, I hate what they do in D.C., but, well, that senator is my senator. I guess I'll just stick with them. That's lame, to be honest with you, but, it you know, that could very well be part of what it was. I will say this. One of the incumbents who may not be coming back, because we now there were some seats that flipped, yes, but they were open seats that flipped. And then there was incumbent Democrat Tim Ryan that did lose to J.D. Vance, so there's a flip. We still may see Raphael Warnock go down to Herschel Walker in a runoff. There would be a flip. Right now, because Alaska has the goofiest version of running their elections of anything I've ever seen, right now, what we're looking at is that Murkowski may go down. Murkowski is currently losing in her race, and I don't know if there will be a runoff or not. They do this kind of gaggle election, and so Murkowski, the ultra like Democrat with an R by her name, she may sure enough lose to I think her name is Shabaka. Anyway. All right, there's that. What else happened as I wrap this up? What else happened? Well, number one, everybody's talking now whether about DeSantis is going to run for president. We will see. Storyonthehill.com. Hopes for a sweeping red wave faded, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis emerged as a clear winner among all Republicans Tuesday night, fueling talk of a 2024 presidential bid. Even the crowd began yelling, two more years, which is what it's going to take for him to go run for president. We'll see. The other thing that I think is this... worth smiling about, y'all. Worth smiling about. We may have finally seen the end of Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams. Can I get an amen? Has anybody ever seen anyone lose so prolifically and yet bounce back? Beto O'Rourke has now run for the U.S. Senate, the governorship, and the presidency, and has never done nothing. I mean, he's the perpetual loser. Stacey Abrams, I mean... wow. And yet people put like $75 million into Beto over the last few years. For what? Well, they're getting razzed right now on social media. And then one of the last things I'll point out, Missouri Republicans Hawley and Schmidt both say they do not want Mitch McConnell to be the GOP leader anymore. And I think that's wise. I think you need to shake this up. I think you need a Jim Jordan or somebody like that to take the reins of the majority. If we take the majority... it does not need to be because, oh, you know, McConnell, who didn't even bother to have a plan, eked something out. Now, did McConnell put millions into races? Certainly. But it's like he chose not to lead. It's kind of weird. New leadership, we'll see. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Shaping Operations, that's next.